Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Las Vegas, where the UFC is coming, we are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry, we will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. Politics, film, TV, sex, drugs, rock and roll, UFC, boxing, you name it, we talk about it. And we got a lot to talk about today. I'm here with my co-host, TJ DeSantis. TJ, how are you? Another week gone by, another week about to begin. But we're on with a very special show today. We got two people on this show. I think
you better let me say how I am. You asked the question, Bruce. I don't think I'm going to be able to speak after this moment.
I think it's done. Yeah.
Really, all right, I'm going to go home. See ya.
All right. Let's start it off. There's a big event coming up. Two individuals, one from the world of mixed martial arts and boxing, also, we'll talk about that, and a true mixed martial artist, a legend all the way through. And let's just begin. And I'm not introducing in the level of importance. I just have to say one before the other. So presenting first, a professional boxer. He did hold the American Heavyweight Championship twice. The lineal title from 97 to 98. The WBO title from 2006 to 2007.
Yeah.
It is Shannon the Cannon.
Yeah. Hey. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ.
Next up, his opponent to be coming on December 4th. He's an American mixed martial artist. He's an actor. He's a former professional wrestler. Excuse me.
I'm a wrestler.
Fought in Bellator. He fought in the UFC. He is the former UFC light heavyweight champion and unified the Pride middleweight championship. He's a legend in mixed martial arts. No one other than my brother, Quentin Rampage Jackson.
He said legend. We said my name.
You went extra for him, Bruce.
Here we go. Now, who's going to get this fight? This
is MMA, baby.
But Shannon got the A side, so Shannon.
You're already choosing sides.
No side shown here, Shannon. Shannon, I want to remind you one thing, and you maybe, I'm sure you remember this, but a lot of people aren't aware, you fought an MMA event, right? I announced that MMA event. And that was in Florida. Do you remember that event?
You probably fought a donkey.
Let's go, champ.
You did a donkey show, didn't you?
Well, that donkey he fought, he knocked out, and I think you knocked him out in the first round, like within a couple
Always, of baby. Just like what you go first round.
What was his name, Shannon? What was his name?
Quincy Jackson. Quincy Jackson.
All right, boys, I know you're going to go at each other, but give our audience, give TJ, give me a little understanding of why one of the greatest mixed martial artists ever to walk into the cage, one of the finest boxers ever to walk into the squared ring, both sweating their blood, sweat, and tears and winning and being champions. Why are you boxing each other? And is it boxing? Are we doing boxing here?
Because he's ugly.
He don't shut up.
All right, let Rampage go first. Rampage go first.
See, I see y'all choose your side.
The legend goes first.
Okay, I see what y'all doing. Go ahead.
The legend goes first. Listen, Shannon called me out, man. He been calling me out for a while. He think people scared of him, you know. He called me out as soon as I had my flop by Fedor. It was the worst fight of my career. As soon as I get out of the ring. The first thing I pick up my phone because my daughter's birthday. I want to, apologize to my daughter and everything. I get a text from Shannon. I'll fight you now, champ.
I told him and I'll tell him again.
He didn't want to fight before that. He is saying so, but he didn't really want to fight before that. As soon as that fight was over, I'll fight you now, champ. He's the first person to text me.
So can I tell you what happened, Bruce? Now, we had already, like, people told me, yo, this dude is champ. It's this dude named Rampage. And y'all would be crazy if y'all was to ever fight. You know, he was in movies. He played, what's his name? He played B.A. Baracus in the A-Team. You know, I've done some movies in the past. And people have compared our personalities, you know what I'm saying? So I went on YouTube and I watched him and I was like, ah, whatever. So I was like, oh, I dusted him off. But you know what I'm saying? People, you know, I said, why not? You know, because maybe it'd be interesting. So when he was fighting Fedor, I was already texting. I thought he was going, whatever. I thought he was going to win. Fedor. I thought he was going to win, Bruce. So as he was getting ready to punch, I said, this is going to be an easy one. I'll fight him next and it'll be a big fight. He got cracked, but I had already pressed send. And it already went. I said, damn. So when he woke up, okay, he read the message. Okay. When he woke up, he read the message. He said, I'll knock your ass out, champ.
Okay.
Is that the way it went, Quentin?
Let's go, champ!
Well, we all know my last fight was really bad. And I think he's just taking advantage of it. He thought I'm done. He think I was, you know, I'm done. So he wanted easy fight. You got something that's coming, brother. That was a flop. I already.
Man, be quiet. You ain't gonna do shit. Listen, TJ, what? Let me tell you what it is. Dude, shut up. Listen, TJ, what? Listen. What? Hey, listen to me. I'm older than you. You need to respect me. Stay in your place.
You need to respect me. Hey, you need to respect me. You don't tell no grown ass man to shut up.
TJ, this is what happened, TJ. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. People have been saying for years that boxing is dying, but boxing came back, did a shoot back up, right? So check this out. People say, man, champ, MMA is taking over. And I've been watching MMA. I love it. Man, shut up. So then I said, imagine if we had an MMA, shut up over Zoom.
Boxes. I bet you won't tell me shut up in my face. You tell me shut up over Zoom.
You're going to see me at the first press conference. I'm telling you, I can already see it. Look in your eyes.
I bet you won't tell me shut up in my face.
I just hope you show up.
I bet you won't tell me shut up in my face.
I bet you when I do, you ain't going to do nothing.
You talk big over Zoom.
Hey, yo, champ. First press conference. Don't worry about what I'm doing. First press conference. Don't tell me.
First press conference.
I punch you in your jaw. Listen to me.
Good.
First press conference. You gonna say, yo, listen. I don't know if I really want to do this. When you look me in the face and you see my eyes, you gonna say, I don't know if I really want to put my life on the line. Now, TJ. Let me say something, TJ. I've been saying for years. You know, MMA is advancing. It went from they getting hands now. They getting better and better, right? What's the UFC champion, the big boy, the African? They getting bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is they getting out of hand. They too cocky, like this big mouth. So I said, let's do MMA versus boxing. Let's see. And then this big mouth said, well, would you fight me in a cage? And I said, you know what? Wow. Two fights, two nights. Perfect. I said, you get a squad, I get a squad. Team MMA versus team boxing.
Wait, hold on one second. Let me break into this a second because you're saying something really potentially historic if that's what takes place. Are you guys saying that you're going to fight two fights in 2 days or one night you're going to box and one night MMA? How did you mean that?
No, he's scared. He don't want to get in the cage the next day. He want to wait a couple of months before he fight me MMA. I said, let's do it the next day. But I said no. He feel like he might be still in the hospital. So he wanna wait and heal up and train for MMA before he get in the cage.
You said I'm in the hospital?
So is this your goal? You're gonna, let's say you box that first night. And I agree, I think you should wait a couple months because you never know.
Thank you, Bruce. That's the first thing you said on my side.
Come on, Shan. I love you, brother. We go back.
Now you're my boy for life. Now you my brother for life. Quentin and I are blood brothers.
You and I are brothers. We want to.
I know. Let's go, champ. Hey, listen, Quentin, you better watch your mouth. I really don't like you, champ. You ugly. Every time I see your face, I say to myself, "Damn."
Okay.
Yo, man, your parents, they loved you, champ. They loved you.
A lot of people would have put you in the garbage.
A lot of people would have put you in the garbage.
What?
My goal is for these guys to say one nice thing about one another before this thing is over.
Okay, I'm going to say one nice thing right now.
Let's hear it.
Shannon, I got a crush on your wife.
Oh, gosh.
Your wife is hot as hell.
Hey yo,
so
hey, yo,
you married her. So I settled for the sister. After I knock you out, I want to be your brother-in-law, and I mean it really. I'm 43. It's time for me to settle down and get married. After I knock you out, I want to take your sister-in-law hand in marriage. I want to be a part of the family. I want to come to the family barbecue and put my meat on your grill.
Okay, how nice was that, Bruce? I'm gonna give that a D minus for wow. Nice.
Wow. So you don't stand it,
yo. Hey yo, you heard what he said? Hey yo, you heard what he said, Bruce?
That was a compliment.
He said my sister-in-law, then which I love. He talking about putting his meat on the grill in front of the family.
On your what grill. Kind of,
hey yo, you know what I'm saying? So just show you why all his teeth gotta get knocked out. Look. All the top teeth, all the bottom teeth.
One gone three.
I'll tell you one thing.
Your old ass got dentures. That's why y'all were talking about teeth. You got dentures in your motherfucking mouth.
Listen, let me tell you something. This is exciting alone, the fact that you're two going to fight. If Rampage happened to marry one of your sister-in-laws or whatever.
No shit like that.
I think the big fight's going to be at the family reunions and the holidays coming up in the future.
Yeah, or the wedding reception.
Don't fall into that. Don't fall into that, guys. He won't come near my sister because he's going to be in the hospital. Matter of fact, he's going to be singing that song, that Boys the Men song.
He's stupid.
This boxing match that you're talking about, you know, we're seeing a lot of, is this going to be considered exhibition boxing or professional level boxing as far as
I'm going to say this. It got to be exhibition because his old ass ain't ready to get no license. But that's I guarantee you, we ain't going to be fighting like no exhibition. This motherfucker's 50 years old. How in the fuck, who going to get him a license? Look at this motherfucking beard. Hey, I told him, he won't listen to me.
Look at this, I told him.
Man, put that moose snug off of my motherfucking screen. Listen, I told this motherfucker, man, dye your fucking beard and your mustache so the athletic commission make you think you younger, look younger or some shit. He won't listen to me. Old ass.
How many rounds, boys?
Uno. How you say it in Spanish? Uno. Hey, champ, let me just say one thing. He got a squad. I call them the MMA pies. They a bunch of pies. They going in the oven. Now let me just say this. We got tentatively right now. I'm in talks with, and thanks to this big head fool, we got Big Country Roy Nelson versus the Nigerian Nightmare Samuel Peter.
Oh, really?
Ooh, we got Big Bob Sapp, thanks to this pie face, versus Big Baby Miller.
Is that boxing? Is that boxing?
Both. Each fight, two nights, two fights. Each fight, we got to fight him in the ring, and then we got to fight him in the cage. Bruce, the reason why I did that is because what if they kick my legs real bad the first day, TJ? You know what I'm saying? We can't do it. That's what they're going to try to do. Kick me, do something bad. So I said, listen, let's do stand up first. I'll knock out all your stupid teeth. And then if you feel safe, you fight me in the MMA later. He agreed. So let's see what happens.
You like that, Quentin?
I love it. I love it because honestly, I would prefer to do MMA first because I feel like I respect boxers. I do. I respect boxers because I love boxing. I've always wanted to box, but a lot of boxers are motherfucking cowards. They always want us to come over and box them, but they don't want to come over and do our sport. But you know, he's halfway coming correct because he'll do the MMA afterwards. But he got to sign on the dotted line. I think he's gonna change his motherfucking mind after I fuck him up. But that's besides the point. But you know, at least he agreed to come over and do the MMA after the boxing match.
Yo, look at me close. Look at me one more. Look at me close. I'm gonna punch a hole through you.
Okay. Well, one thing stands true here, boys, and realistically, is that as far as the commission's concerned, I would think it has, and TJ, back me up on this if you agree, I would think it has to be exhibition because the commission would never authorize the two of you to fight two nights in a row, I don't think.
But so they're not going to fight two nights in a row, though. They've said that. We're going to spread it out. Separated.
Yeah,
separated. Right. We're talking separation, not two nights in a row. Right?
Yeah.
We've already agreed to that. Okay.
Can I say one thing nice about the other and see if they will agree?
Yes, brother.
All right. Shannon, let me say something nice about Quentin and see if you sign off on it.
Okay, go ahead.
When you look at Quentin's striking style, he was pretty innovative in the way that he parried strikes. He parries like a boxer. He's, in my opinion,
Rampage is probably one of the best boxers in MMA history, the way that he does parry strikes. Would you agree with that? Have you looked at his tape, and what do you assess his boxing style in mixed martial arts?
That's why I picked him, because I feel like he got hands. Mm-hmm. He must have had a lot of street fights or something in Memphis. He could box. That's more his forte. And he'd be trying to slam people in the head. But if he try to slam me, I'm a sprawl. When I sprawl, I'm going to throw an uppercut hard as I can. TJ, Bruce, the uppercut I throw is going to hit him in the top. When I sprawl and go backwards, the uppercut I hit him with in the top of his head, it might bust open like a watermelon, y'all. Look how big his watermelon
What's nice about that?
I mean, he kind of agreed with me.
I gotta remind him of something. He must have been training with James Toney. That was James Toney game plan going in against Randy Couture.
Randy Couture.
That's the sprawl. Toe hold.
The toe hold. Yeah, not a single punch thrown and got taken out by a toe hold.
I know, that was stupid. That was dumb. If I was
Bruce, I fought in K1.
I would have done that fight. But guess what, though?
I went to Japan.
I know your ability, Shannon. I know your ability.
Right. Thank you, brother.
K1 is not MMA, but that's sprawl. I'm a wrestler. This sprawl ain't gonna work, y'all.
All right. Can I say something nice about Shannon? I got to see if Quentin will sign off. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead, champ. Go ahead.
All right. So Quentin, Shannon has been probably one of the more vocal boxers about the respect that he has for mixed martial arts, training with American Top Team back in the day.
Yeah.
Obviously pays attention enough to you know, see some value in fighting you. Would you agree that Shannon is one of the more vocal boxers that respects mixed martial arts at the highest level?
I don't think Shannon respects shit. You see the way he talk? He don't got no respect for nothing. He call us MMA pies. You know what I'm saying? This is MMA versus boxing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Shannon respect nothing. But he's going to learn some respect in December. I'm going to teach him to really respect MMA.
I did my best, Bruce. I tried.
No, you know what? What I like about this is, you know, these other exhibition events that have happened, you know, we got Tyron Woodley coming out and boxing Jake Paul and a couple others. But this is the one, as I sit here and watch both of these gentlemen on the show, both these champions, this is really, to me, an example of MMA versus boxing.
This is all this is. This is the prime.
And the others can say what they want.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the feel right now, knowing both these men, as long as I've known both of them, I'm getting excited. I'm even going to talk to Shannon about my brother, Michael, announcing the fight.
It's much more MMA versus boxing than Mayweather and McGregor was.
Oh, totally.
We're going to demolish the whole team, TJ. Sorry to cut you off, but we're going to smoke them. Now, listen to me. When the second fight come up, and now listen to me. You know who their team manager is? Russell Peters.
Oh, my brother, Russell?
Yeah, I had dinner with Russell last night. He the team manager for the Pies, because he's friends with the Pies. That's the name of them. Because he friends with your boy. What's his name? A Big Country. So he the manager for the Pies. I need you and your brother, you announcing and commentating. Listen, they going down fast and hard. And then the second time, now I ain't going to lie, season two, we're going to have to get in deep training. Because that's when we fight him in the cage.
Yeah, okay. All right. Shannon,
yeah. Hey, Bruce.
Shannon, respectfully,
shut your ass up.
You're going into deep waters in MMA against Quentin Jackson. You're going into deep waters in MMA against Rampage. You're going to have to train more than I think you've ever trained, because there's things you're going to have to learn for that MMA fight that boxers just aren't aware of. They aren't used to.
You don't got enough time.
That's the question. With all due respect, I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? The same neighborhood as Mike Tyson and Mike Bo, Zab Judah, Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. Look at me, Rampage. You couldn't beat me in a street fight.
Hey, if you was walking in my neighborhood, all great men. What the fuck happened to you?
If you was in my neighborhood, I'd go in your pockets and take your money out and take me and go buy me something to eat.
Have you ever been to Memphis? Real quick. I may have a little bias here, because Quentin put his phone number out on the Sherdog forums and I called him and did an interview, and somehow I made a 20 plus year career out of that. But I will say this,
You owe me money then.
100%. Call Jeff Sherwood. He'll give it to you. I will say this about Quentin, Bruce. I think you'll sign off on this. Quentin's always funny. He's always someone who likes to throw these verbal jabs a little bit. But on this call, seeing his face, I think we see Rampage more motivated than we have in maybe, I don't know, 10 years, honestly. Like,
listen, Quentin is one of the one of the funniest, most fun people to hang out with. I love Quentin like a brother.
Yeah, he looked mad.
I know Quentin when he's serious. I know Quentin when he's serious. I look at his face. Shannon?
Yeah.
Quentin wants you. I can tell.
No. Yeah.
He wants this.
He thinks it's fun and games. I got something to prove. Look, I did really poorly in my last fight due to health issues, and that was very embarrassing for me. And boxing, I'm stepping out of my game. I'm like a fish out of water. But you know, I love boxing. I've been training boxing for a long time. You know, I want to prove to all the Rampage fans that I'm still here. I'm still here, and I can hang with the big boy. That's why. But Shannon, listen, it's the perfect time for me to fight him. He's 55 years old. You know, he's been out of boxing for like 5-6 years. Look at him. Look, I saw a picture of him and Russell Peters from yesterday. They all buddy, you know what I'm saying? They took a picture last night, and Shannon's sitting on the same damn clothes.
Oh, shit.
Take a shower, you old motherfucker. When you get that old, you don't want to take a shower and sit no more. Free drugs. You know what I'm saying? The same motherfucking shirt, homie. You can't even do that. You can't take a picture with somebody as famous as Russell Peters and then come on a Zoom call to interview the next
you
morning.
Dirty for that. You're dirty. You see how ruthless you see how Rodney is?
You left yourself you open, Shannon. You left yourself open.
For telling people that? You see how dirty he is?
He's gonna say,
I got on the same clothes from last night when I had dinner with Russell.
Oh, my you God. Snitch.
You crazy. You dirty. You dirty for that.
Hey, is that your wife over there?
Yeah, that's my wife.
That's a good one. Why you change the camera? Why you change the camera? I can't see the wife.
You're right there. Don't worry about my wife. Don't worry about my wife.
Hey, why
now,
they change the camera?
Now you're going too far. You know what I'm saying? When I see you at the press conference, listen to me. When I see you at the press conference, have that same energy like the kids said. Real talk. Yeah. Have that
you
same
do
monster energy.
You do fucking
have that
nothing.
Same monster energy you,
do
you got right
fucking
now.
Nothing.
You.
Hey,
you don't see. Don't mention my family. You don't mention my wife. You don't mention my sister-in-law
and your sister-in-law. Bring your wife and your sister-in-law. Your wife is a very nice woman. I just want to tell her hello, and I just want to ask her a few questions. How in the fuck she put up with your old ass? You annoying as hell. How she put up with Let's Go Champ 150,000 times a goddamn day? How the fuck she put up with that? She must really love you. You must can do push-ups with your tongue for her to be able to put up with you. Let's go champ, 150 times a day.
This is why all the boxing world want me to break his jaw. Everybody been saying, yo, champ, I can't wait for you to break this pie jaw, because they hear him talk. They see him with that stupid chain on. You a fool. I'm gonna be doing a lot of people a favor by breaking your ribs. A lot of people telling me to punish you and break your ribs and break your ass.
Same thing MMA world telling me. The MMA world can't stand you. They say you talk too much. You ugly as hell. You look like one of those characters from the Mike Tyson Punch-Out video game. And you say, let's go champ. Way too motherfucking much.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm going to do them a favor. I'm going to destroy one of their legends. Then I'm going to be the MMA king. I fought in K-1, boxing, and MMA. I'm going to be a king. It's called the Triple Crown.
Who was the donkey that you fought in MMA? You don't even remember his name.
He's still sleeping.
He's probably an amateur.
We don't know.
I can say one thing for our audience. They got to understand one thing here. Both you gentlemen have fought some of the biggest names in boxing and the biggest names in mixed martial arts. Shannon, respect to you. Notable wins over George Foreman and Ray Mercer. I mean, two of the best boxers to ever step into the squared ring.
They was old as hell.
Rampage, Fedor. Win or lose, Wanderlei Silva, all the fights you had, you name it. I mean, you guys.
Vanderlei knocked you out too. Vanderlei stretched you like a limo.
Win or lose, warriors are warriors. Okay,
Bruce, you could have picked some other names warriors. For Quentin. We could have said Chuck.
I know.
We could have said Ricardo Rona. Come on.
Yeah, there's.
Yo, we gonna get a stretch limo company. Yo, we're gonna get a stretch limo company
I ain't mad at what Bruce said, because I knocked Vanderlei out two times. Yeah, I knocked him out two times. When I fought Vanderlei the first time, it was a tournament. I had just fought Chuck Liddell 45 minutes before. You know what I'm saying? And I was winning that fight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping. I had some tough battles, but you learn from that.
Well, you're tough bouts. I'll name a few more if you want me to. I mean,
no. Hey, I'm
Dan Henderson.
I'm
I'll do it for you.
Lyoto Machida, Dan Henderson. You know, even Matt Litton was ferocious.
Never heard of any of these guys.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm telling you something.
Anybody, I just named 20 guys. I never heard of none of them.
Come on, now, Shane. I know you love him.
I don't fight for that. Hey, I don't fight for recognition or you know what I'm saying. I don't fight for that. Like people ask me, why are you not in the Hall of Fame? I don't want to be in the motherfucking Hall of Fame. I don't fight for fame. I don't fight for none of that. You know what I'm saying? I fight for honor, and it's my job. It's my career. You know what I'm saying? That's how I put my kids to school and
he
put you know, clothes on their back.
He had glutton for pain.
He might be.
He might get knocked out. Some people enjoy it. Some people would say, you know what? It's not that bad. I like getting knocked out. That's what it is.
Hey, it don't hurt. It don't. Hey, I tell you one thing. It don't hurt. Free drugs. It don't hurt.
See? You see, some people are glutton for pain. He loves pain. Pain.
You like
pain
free drugs? I'm gonna give you some free
pain
sleep. You like? Hey, you look tired. I'm gonna give you some free sleep. Bring him off of the pillow. The sleep I'm gonna give you gonna be free. It's gonna be free. Let's go. Right. Let's go, Gramps.
Hey, serious question. In yes, the brother. MMA portion of this, what are the rules gonna be? Are there gonna be elbows? Is it gonna be
no elbows? Pride rules.
It can't
pride
be MMA rules. Without elbows. It's gotta have elbows.
Elbows with pride rules. Elbow is a. It's gonna be a hybrid. Elbows with pride rules.
Football kicks to the head.
Pride rules probably not happening. But what about a ring? Are you gonna do it in a ring or a cage?
Wait. How are you gonna tell me pride rules not happen?
I mean, there's not gonna be in the States then. No one's allowing soccer kicks in the States.
Well, okay then. Well,
thank you. Your ass is grass now. No pride rules. Your ass is grass now.
We're only talking about soccer
need
kicks.
Pride rules.
I got you now.
I don't.
I got
pride
you
rules.
Now.
I mean, I'd love knees to the head on the floor. That'd be phenomenal. But
damn, TJ.
Now listen, commissions don't like it for whatever reason.
I want to say one thing. We have to get a referee for the MMA portion that's biased because a lot of people, the referees, gonna get death threats and say you better not stop it when he start choking Shannon. Look the other way. We can't have that because I know a lot of people want to see me.
We don't do that shit. No, we don't. No,
y'all
we don't
vicious. Shit, yes, y'all. I've seen all types of shit happen.
Our sport is real.
MMA is barbaric. MMA is barbaric. That's why I'm gonna clean it up.
MMA,
I'm clean
MMA
you
is not
show
barbaric.
People
MMA,
to no, come back
Shannon,
to boxing.
Shannon, I gotta stop you right there.
I'm gonna clean
MMA
it up.
Wrong. He's wrong.
Is that MMA? Wait, guys. I'm the host. Let me talk. Shannon, MMA used to be a spectacle and somewhat barbaric. MMA is now one of the most respected mainstream sports with proper rules in place, just like boxing has rules in place.
Don't fall for it, Bruce. Shannon respects MMA.
I know you do, Shannon. I know. I just had to pick you up.
No, Shannon's full of shit. He just scared. You see, the fear coming out. First of all, the referees and the fighters in my sport, we're very honorable. You know, we have the best sportsmanship. After the fight, you know what I'm saying, we help the guy up and, you know what I'm saying, and we cool. You don't see that in any other sport. And boxing is the most dangerous. Boxing is the most dangerous full contact sport ever. Like, y'all get like 7 deaths a year. Yeah. MMA, we only had 1, and the guy shouldn't even been fighting. He was your age. He shouldn't even been in there. You know, we don't get deaths and stuff like that. 55-year-old man still trying to trying to do MMA. 55-year-old man trying to do MMA. You've been 50 for 6 years.
Hey, guys, I got to say one thing. I know you both have talked to my partners over at Millions.co. I'm one of the owners of Millions.co, and I'm looking at you guys.
They told me that, too, by the way. I need to holler at you because we need millions on the ring mat. I think we got a sponsor.
Talk to Millions, that can happen. But more importantly for both of you, the amount of merchandise you guys could sell leading up to this fight, the way you guys are going at it, we should be making the t-shirts like I'm wearing for myself right now as a million shirt. We should be putting out your merchandise now because you guys can make a bunch of money before you even step in the cage or the ring together.
I think this is a great idea. I saw your business plan and everything. I think it's a great idea.
I thought you were going to say Shannon needs millions so he'd have more than one shirt to wear.
There'll be plenty of shirts.
Oh, hey, shit, you TJ. You turned on me, TJ. Okay.
And the night of that, the night of that fight.
You took a shot, so you took it. Now, listen to me. He seen me. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? That's when that's the time he seen me on the FaceTime with and he seen me with my boy Russell. So that's why I got the same shirt on. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real.
Excuse me.
You know what I'm saying?
What time is it now, though? 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like 12 o'clock there now. So where's the shower?
I haven't been to sleep.
Shannon, no,
where's the shower?
I took my kids to school this morning. I had it.
Why did you say it's your favorite shirt?
Don't worry. I'm gonna give you some sleep. In December 4th. I'm gonna give you some sleep.
You see how he told the world that I had on the same shirt? That's how dirty he is as a person. You know what I'm saying? He's not a good guy. He's not a good guy, y'all. I'm keeping it real. Bruce, he's not a good guy, guys. Real talk. Let's go, champ.
All right, you got it. Let's go, champ.
Bruce,
all right. Hey,
calling me dirty. He's wearing the same shit from last night.
I didn't go to sleep yet. Stupid. You see, stupid?
You're going to go to sleep. You're going to go to sleep.
Both of you guys do me a favor. You have my number. Will you text me an address? Because, man, if you guys aren't the example of what my new Bourbon Puncher's Chance is all about,
ooh,
I don't know what is. I want to send you each a bottle.
I love Bruce, man.
Celebrate after the fight, okay? Whichever way it goes. All right, so get
your
addresses.
He's going to need it.
This is all about you guys, because all I'm hearing right now is Puncher's Chance all the way through. Let's go, champ.
Millions. And Puncher's Chance. Let's go, champ.
All I'm saying is take my money. Like, I want to watch this now. Like, I'm firmly invested. Take my money.
You're the best.
Y'all gonna get y'all money's worth, because I'm gonna surprise Shannon, because he think I'm scared of. I'm gonna walk right up to your motherfucking face. Watch my fights. I don't dance around. I'm gonna walk right up to your motherfucking face and hit you right in your motherfucking lip.
I dare you.
What?
I bet you get a wheelchair sponsor.
I'm gonna be in your motherfucking face. Watch my fight.
I bet you get a wheelchair sponsor.
You don't know that much about me. I'm gonna walk right up to your motherfucking face and punch you right in your motherfucking lip. I'm walking right straight up to you. That's Memphis style. We don't dance around. We don't do none of that shit. I'm walking right up to your motherfucking face and punch you right in your motherfucking lip. Let's get the fight going. And then you're gonna be and then guess what? Your wife going, when you get knocked out, your wife will be like, let's go, champ. Get out there.
Watch your mouth. The fight better be right next to the hospital. Because that's where your ass is
let's
going.
Let's go, champ.
If you hit me in my lip, let me tell you something.
Let's go, champ.
You see these big lips?
They'll be trying to wake you up.
If you ever hit me in my lip,
let's go.
You'll never have to worry about
nobody else. Let's go, champ. The fight's over. Let's go, champ.
What's that song, man? I can't remember. My boy's the man. It's so hard to say goodbye.
I sing that song every time I see your sister-in-law. It's so hard.
Yo! You know what song I sing every time I see you? What's that song? Sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real.
Bruce, this motherfucker want to do karaoke night after I beat his ass.
Where you guys are going, I want to be at that karaoke night with both of you. I think we would have a blast. Remember what you said, Rampage, after a fight, how respectable MMA are, you may have to give Shannon a hug, right?
I'm going to kick him in his ass.
I'm a sportsman. Win, lose, or draw, I'm a sportsman.
You ain't shit. Shut up.
Shannon, you know one of the other things.
I just hope you shower before the fucking fight.
Disrespectful, huh? All right.
Shannon, you've been part of big pay-per-views. Rampage has sold a huge amount of pay-per-views for UFC. Did over 1 million buys when he fought Rashad Evans, you know, got up there with Liddell.
The UFC told me I didn't do over 1 million buys. They didn't pay me like I did over 1 million buys.
I'll tell you what, Quentin, according to my records here, May 29, 2010, 1,050,000 buys. That's the record I found on the internet.
Wow.
They shagged you, Chad. Wow. Hey, now listen to me. I just got off the phone with Rashad Evans. I just got off the phone to call you guys. I had Rashad Evans on the phone. Rashad said, I want to fight champ. He's looking for a fight on the card. So we got to find a boxer to fight Rashad Evans. That's just happened before I was
Rashad Evans, before he ever got an MMA. Rashad Evans, if you don't know Shannon, was a boxer first and foremost.
He just called me, Bruce. I just got off the phone with Rashad Evans. Rashad Evans said, champ, put me on the card. We're negotiating right now. And then he's going to be on the card. He's going to be part of Team MMA Pies.
Did you say Did you say negotiating? Did you say negotiating?
Let it go.
He said negotiating.
Let's go, champ. Can I just say,
like, guys, I'm a fickle MMA fan. I've seen a lot of attempts to get money, you know, via pay-per-view, you know, cashing in on MMA. This is honestly something that I'm really excited about. Like, I'm not kidding when I say take my money. If, like, this is a real series where it's, you know, boxers versus MMA fighters in both sports, like, I'll pay for that.
What do you think we should charge for the pay-per-view? I just want to hear your opinion.
That's a great question. But I mean, it depends on where it's at. Is it going to be online only? Is it going to be traditional pay-per-view? How many fights are available?
I didn't ask you that, all that shit. I
told you I'm fickle, Quentin. I need to know these things before I part with my money.
You're cheaping a motherfucker. I asked you a straight up question.
I'd pay $50 for this. No problem. $50.
Thank you. That's all I need you to say. That's all I need you to say. That whatever number you think
you're going down fast and hard, Quentin. Don't worry, TJ. He's disrespectful. I told you. Don't worry.
First off, Quentin and Shannon, don't charge 50, charge $49.95. Okay. Ooh. It actually makes a big difference. $49.95.
If you need a play-by-play guy, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're hired.
TJ's one of the best play-by-play guys there is.
But you can't be biased everywhere. Like you were in the beginning with him. You can't be biased. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be play-by-play. You need two analysts. You need one boxer, one MMA guy. We're good to go.
Isn't it ironic that you heard him, you sent his number, something like that, you said, and then here we are today, and then you get to be a pallbearer. Isn't that amazing? Let's go, chat.
Dream sleep.
Yo!
Hey, amazing. You look sleepy as fuck. And you look high as hell.
I've been up all night.
You look high as hell. How much weed you smoke today?
Don't worry about that.
How much weed you smoke today?
I'm smoking right now.
You just rolled up the spliff right then, huh?
Let's go, champ.
You're an old pothead. You remind me the old dude used to sit on the corner in my street back in Memphis, smoking weed all goddamn time. The old
cannabis is a medicine from the gods.
Performance enhancer, though, Shannon. It's not a performance enhancer.
Exactly.
And to that, Bruce, I'll say, let's go, champ.
Yeah. He's damn pothead, Bruce.
That's right,
Bruce. He's really underestimated me, Bruce, and I think that's why I'm so confident in this fight, because I love being underdog. I love being underestimated. It makes me shine. Look at him. Smoke all you want, baby. Smoke every day.
I'm gonna smoke you. Okay. I'm gonna smoke you. So.
Oh man. Okay.
All right.
You can't stop me. You a pie. You're nothing.
How good is this? How good is this? Seriously.
Well, you know, this fight is going to take place on December 4th. Shannon's going to turn 50 on December 4th.
55.
No, 50. 55
or 50.
I'm 40. 50, no, I'm 49 right now. I was born December 4th, 1971. He keep telling people that I'm older than I am. See how stupid he is, y'all? This is what I'm going through. I'm dealing with a person. I just want to fight. I'm just looking forward to knocking you out. You know why? Because I want all the MMA fans to say Shannon is dirty.
Is this fight going to take place in Florida, or you have an idea?
Well, we're talking right now with Derek Stevens, Mr. Derek Stevens, with the Circa Hotel. We're talking to the Hard Rock Casino here in Florida. We're either going to go Las Vegas or Miami, but you know what? We can't say that yet. We want to see what city might say, hey, Bruce, you might say champ. I got a better deal for us over so-and-so. You know, we family, man. Believe you know what I'm saying? I've been with the Buffer family forever. I met Michael when I was 17 years old. It changed my life. And when I was fought Klitschko, when I was going to the hospital, guess who was the person who came? Michael Buffer.
That's it.
Wait. You went to the hospital?
That's a whole no. I ripped my arm in the first round when I fought Klitschko. Look, I fought Klitschko with one arm, y'all, for 12 rounds.
I was there.
Come on, champ. Look at me. You nothing to me. You gonna be light work, and then I'm gonna go in the cage and choke you in front of the whole world, choke the shit out of you till you shit on yourself right in the ring, and then the whole world gonna say, "Yo, Shannon is a dirty."
Hey, you need your own show, brother. Hey, if you love talking, this motherfucker be hot. That's why he talks so much. This motherfucker be hot.
I'm gonna choke shit out of you till you shit on yourself, literally, like defecate. And they say, man, why Shannon do that?
Bring it on, brother. I'm waiting. I can't wait.
I'm counting the days down.
I'm glad that we got you confident. You think you're Superman, huh? You can do anything, huh?
You see everybody in boxing scared to fight me?
Ain't nobody scared to fight you. They say you ain't worth the fight. They say you too old.
I put more asses in seats. When I fought Klitschko, he got the highest rating ever. It's the third or second highest rating in German history when I fought Klitschko. When I fought Vitaly with one arm.
Where you fight him at?
In Germany.
Ain't got shit to do in Germany. Germany's boring as fuck. I've been to Germany. Ain't shit to do over there. They boring
shut your mouth. Those are my people. Chill out. Don't do that.
It's boring as fuck over in Germany. I've been to Germany.
No, it's not. Germany's a great place.
I ain't never said it's a bad player. I just said it's boring as fuck.
It did the highest.
They all want to see you get your ass kicked. Because I saw when you troll that motherfucker. You come bother him while he's eating the shit. They all want to see you get your motherfucking ass kicked.
I dare you to eat in front of me. I bet you can't eat nothing in front of me. I take your food. You ain't nothing. You can't eat nothing.
I'm a wolf. I'm a wolf, bro. You don't want to touch my food.
Guys, you may want to fight in Germany because when Shannon fought Klitschko in Germany, and I remember these numbers, it was like MMA in Japan, where in Germany, an average of 50% of the TV audience on RTL, they all tuned into boxing events. They all watched the big boxing
Thank
events.
You.
And I do remember that Shannon and Klitschko was a huge event. Nick Shannon, this is the key. This is why Quentin is good for you. And this is why Shannon's good for Quentin. Both you men have sold a lot of pay-per-views. Put the two together, and hopefully you have a dynamite chance to sell a batch of pay-per-views. Price it correctly, market it correctly. You're going to have a diamond of a show, and I want you both to make a ton of money for putting your blood, sweat, and tears on the line.
Well, don't worry about the money, because we're going to have more MMA pies who think they can cross over to boxing. Y'all getting gassed up because you're seeing the Logan Paul money and all that. Y'all think, oh, yeah, well, Tyron Woodley going to fight Jake Paul. Y'all say,
okay, his name is Tyron. Respect the man. His name is Tyron.
He's the best. That's my brother. I love him to death. He's the best. But they going to fight these guys in boxing, not MMA, because that's where the money at. So we're going to see more MMA pies and more boxing pies guys come up. Guys and pies over the years. And we're going to keep it going.
Bruce, this is one thing. TJ, this
shout out to Russell Peters, Michael Rappaport.
Shut your ass up. You don't be shouting out my motherfucking friends. Hey, TJ, this is one thing I can't say about Shannon. I agree with the last thing he just said, besides the pie shit, that, you know, boxing is generating and has been generating a lot more money than MMA. But a lot of MMA fighters do make more money than some boxers. But for some strange reason, boxing can generate a lot more money than MMA has been generating. We have to rely on our contract and what the promoter gives us. And even though I'm an older fighter, I wish I would have figured this out a long time ago. I'm tired of that model. And after I knock this motherfucker out, I want to start promoting my own fights. After him, I think I want to rematch with Rashard. I'll do a boxing. I'll do a MMA. I take on James Toney, old ass. Anybody else that want to get something? After I finish Shannon's career, anybody else that want to get these hands, they can get it.
Well, now I'm starting to think that maybe 50's underselling it. Maybe I'll pay $60 for this stuff.
Oh, wait a minute.
Guys, let me help you out here, okay? I'm not saying I'm the businessman out of all of us, but don't go too high.
First and foremost, the money's going to charity. Let's just be straight up. That's what I'm telling you.
Wait, what's charity? All the money's going to charity?
No, not all the money.
Most of the proceeds are going to charity.
Right.
Not all the money.
Well, now I'm willing to pay more.
Listen,
they just keep going up and up in value.
This is for charity and it's an exhibition. You're going to be in the hospital. You got to put the money into St. Jude's Hospital. You ever heard of St. Jude's Hospital?
Lay it out, Quentin, the way you see it. Where's the money going?
Bruce, I've given 10% of my money to my charity off the street and into the gym, my nonprofit. I want to get kids in the gyms. And I'm giving 10% of my purse to that nonprofit. I've been trying to get it going for a couple of years. My brother, Popeye Vasquez, and his brother, they've been helping me out with it and do everything legit. And I didn't want to promote it. I didn't want nobody else to put their money into it. I want to put my money into it first. I want to get all my ducks in a row. So this would be my this fight would be the first time I'll dump a bunch of money into my charity. I want to go around and have these kids be able to train at the gyms in their neighborhood.
Good for you, Quentin.
Look at them.
Hey guys, no bullshit. I'm a Fickle Fight fan, and you guys have sold me on not only this fight, but just this concept. And if you guys can make it happen, it's going to be something I think pretty special for combat sports fans everywhere.
It is a great concept because boxers have, as we know, are going up against MMA guys. But this concept about boxing one night and MMA the other night between right. the same fighters,
yeah.
that's never been done.
No, that's a series that is going to be pretty special.
Yeah, you guys going to be a part of it, and you guys going to be pallbearers.
Bruce, are we done? Because I can't look at him no more. I gotta go.
Quentin, if you gotta go, Quentin, you're the champion. You're my brother.
He's sitting on the toilet. Look, he's sitting on the toilet this whole time we did the interview. He means I gotta wipe my ass. I've been sitting here so long.
Oh, man.
Let me wipe my stinking ass.
Do you see why
he's on the toilet the whole time? The whole time he's in the bathroom, y'all. Look, taking his shit.
This interview had a lot more hygiene talk than I thought it would.
Hey,
the whole time, look. The whole time he was in the bathroom taking his shit, y'all. Look.
Is this a toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bruce, you see why I want to knock him out so bad, Bruce?
I can see.
You come on, I'm disrespectful. He got mad. I called him out because then he a dirty motherfucker. He tried to flip on me and call me dirty. He's a master manipulator. And he think everybody's scared of him. And he's going around eating people food and shit. He's annoying as fuck, and he won't shut the fuck up. Let's go, champ. He's always high. Somebody need to put him in his place, and that's going to be me.
Hey, you know what? You guys have a lot of time here to talk, face off, build this fight, market this fight, talk about each other any way you want. But in the great words of Johnny Unitas, talk is cheap. See on the field superstar.
Thank you.
December 4th. There you go.
First press conference.
Thank you, guys. CJ.
Watch.
Bruce,
watch him
thank
be
you guys for your time.
Watch his Quentin, be shivering.
Here, wait, Shannon. Let me say hi to my brother, Quentin. Let me say goodbye to him. Quentin, known you a lot of years. You're truly a brother and a good friend, even though we don't see each other as much as we used to. I wish you all the best. Train hard. Train safe. Fight with the pride and the honor and the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into every time you walk into a ring or a cage. And I'm watching December 4th. I just checked. I'm not working December 4th. I'm watching you guys December 4th. Okay?
Oh, thanks, bro. I appreciate that. All right, guys. Y'all take care.
See Quentin, my brother.
Can I get a last word? Can I get a last word? Can I get a last word?
Oh, you know, we have a second body.
You got the first joke. All you did was talk.
His lip going to be quivering when he see me in person. Watch. Watch his lips. He going to be scared, y'all. They old when they see me in person. They call me the Brownsville Yeti. Bye. Let's go, champ.
Shannon, I can tell you, I've never seen Quentin scared of anything ever. And if that lip starts to quiver that night, that'll be a telltale sign that I never would have expected. Quentin is a warrior.
He's a warrior and a wolf.
No question.
I don't know if I've seen Quentin this motivated in a while. That's what's scary to me.
It's that stinky shit he's taking right now in the toilet. That's he making his face go.
Man, go take a shower. I'm out of here, Bruce. Go take a shower.
You got it, Quentin. Take care, champ.
See you guys.
Take care, brother. Shannon, you didn't leave. Did Shannon leave?
Shannon left. We got to quit while we're ahead, Bruce. My God. Shannon kept talking about the first press conference. I think we just had it.
I think we did. I don't think they've been on any show together like this at all.
Here's the thing. They're very jokingly, going back and forth. But I'm serious when I say Quentin's motivated. Like, Quentin is throwing his little verbal jabs and making fun. But I think he's got something to prove in all of this.
Well, I think after his last fight that he honestly, openly admits was not a show of who he truly is as a fighter. And he's not proud of that. He's got to come back and prove to himself what he already knows is the warrior that he is. And this is his chance to get back in the press and the public eye and say, okay, last time was the way it was. I'm a fighter. We lose, we win, whatever.
Yeah.
He's out to win this fight. He's got a tough fight though, TJ. I mean, Shannon Briggs is a legitimately one of the best boxers that's ever been out there.
Right. And he's also someone who truly respects mixed martial arts and is trained for extensive periods of time at American Top Team. So while I don't think it's likely that Shannon Briggs would choke out Quentin Jackson, I do think that in an MMA fight, he might go for a choke.
That's not out of the question.
No, it's not out of the question at all. But I mean, you're talking about Rampage Jackson.
Right.
How easy is it to put him in a position to get him in a choke?
I mean, Ricardo Arona tried to triangle him, not that Shannon Briggs is going to, but Ricardo Arona tried to triangle him and Arona got thrown literally 10 feet in the air and, you know, knocked out. Plenty of people have tried to guillotine him. They also get slammed. That's one thing that Shannon will have to respect. And I know that in boxing, you know, you are, you know, likely to clinch at points. If he even gets into a regular clinch, you know, over under type of situation with Quentin Jackson, he might go for a ride.
You know, let's get back to the reality of the situation. I agree with you. Let's get back to the reality of the situation. I'm going to say it again. The boxers coming in to fight MMA fighters, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley, Logan Paul, you know, McGregor, Mayweather, all that's, you know, been done, being done and opening up the world to boxing again.
Yeah.
But this concept about a boxing fight and an MMA fight, I didn't know that was the concept right. of this promotion.
That's makes really the most sense, right? Like, yeah. You know, both sports deserve their just due. And yeah. We see these crossovers, but we don't see the reciprocal paid. You know, Randy Couture didn't box James Toney. Floyd Mayweather didn't do right, but Floyd Mayweather didn't do MMA against Conor McGregor. If we can get both sides of that coin, I'm serious. Like, I'm legitimately excited for that. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Bruce. If it's just a one-off boxing versus MMA in just one sport, it doesn't tell me anything. You know what I mean? It doesn't tell me about the actual overall skill set of the athletes involved. I want to see both of those things.
Well, you know, one thing we promoted on the show, and I'm the one that's always said it, and I know you agree with it, but where the percentage point changes, 99.9% of the time when a champion MMA fighter steps into the squared ring, he's going to lose.
Right.
If the boxer steps the same into the way. Octagon,
yeah.
99.9% of the time, he's going to lose. So that's the figure we've always put out there. But if you train properly and you learn the sport, although Quentin did point out something you and I both know, granted, it takes years to become a boxer, even though you only have two Marcus of Queensbury weapons.
Right.
But it takes years to understand and learn mixed martial arts.
Right.
And to be a true mixed martial artist. You don't learn that in 3 months.
And that's the one thing that's super intriguing to me about Quentin going over to boxing is he's had a boxing style for mixed martial arts with his strikes. The way he parries punches, people just don't throw the way that Quentin does. He rolls with things in a much more of a boxing style than his contemporaries in MMA. And I'm very curious to see what that looks like against someone who is as talented as Shannon Briggs.
And I'm going to give Quentin another kudo. Not that I don't give it to Shannon. It's really enjoyable having both on the show. You know, Shannon mentioned all going to charity. Shannon, you should keep some money for yourself because anytime you give any partial proceeds to charity, you're doing a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Quentin came out very honestly, said 10% to his charity. I respect that. I think that's great. I mean, how many fighters ever give anything to charity out of a purse?
This fight could make a lot of money too. You know, 10% could be a lot.
10% of $1 million is $100,000.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I hope that they both make $1 million+, as I hope every fighter does. I'm really intrigued by this, TJ. I'm more intrigued now than before I even thought we were going to have on the show.
It's got more legs to it than even I expected. I thought they were going to come on and try to just talk about one fight, one boxing match. And now it's you know, potentially two fights, one MMA, one boxing. And not only that, a series, you know, with teams and you know, a lineup that could continually spin off into other shows and Russell Peters involvement, maybe, you know, like there's things here, Bruce, that are more, I think, longstanding than just a quick one-off payday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm going to call Russell. Next week, we have the comedian I'm working on, Andrew Schultz, who I just did an appearance for here in L.A. I have him booked for next week, but we got to get Russell back on the show to talk about this. Russell's a big boxing fan, trains boxing the whole bit. Tough guy.
He's been on the show before. He's fun to have on.
He's fun to have on, but regarding what's happening right here. But, you know, TJ, at the same time, as a commentator, you're absolutely perfect for this because you've commentated Roy Jones boxing fights. You've commentated MMA personified in many different events.
I'm in Kansas City right now for Invicta FC 44.
There you go. You cannot be a commentator on this event unless you understand both sports.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe, even though it's going to be mixed martial arts or boxing first thing out, you're talking about a boxer and a mixed martial artist, both champions, both stars. you got to be able to relate and understand both sports, even to commentate the boxing event they're going to do first off.
Yeah. And I also think too, you need an analyst from both sports as well. It needs to be a three-man booth, play-by-play guy, preferably with the first name TJ. But beyond that, an analyst, one from boxing, one from mixed martial arts. And I think you'll have magic.
Agreed. I'm excited.
Seriously. I didn't know what to expect, Bruce, but everything we got today was very, very intriguing, to say the least.
Very intriguing. Very intriguing.
All right. I got to go.
No, I got to go too. Have a great week. You got Invicta. Tell us about Invicta. What's going on this weekend?
Yeah, coming up Friday night, Invicta FC is back on pay-per-view for the very first time in quite a long time. We kick off our prelims, though, on Access TV starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. So that would be 5 in the West. We got two titles on the line in our pay-per-view card. Emily Ducote takes on Danielle Taylor, who's a UFC veteran. That's for the 115-pound title. And then we see Tanisha Tennant, who was on the Contender Series. She takes on Lisa Verzosa. Verzosa, dubbed the Battle Angel, she's really battle-tested. She was involved in one of the bloodiest fights I've ever seen in MMA history. She always puts on a show. So tune in for that on pay-per-view. But again, our prelims start at 8 p.m. Eastern, live on Access TV.
Well, do me a favor. Tell the other Shannon we know I said hello.
Will do.
And have a great night. You know, she does a great job. And really, it's just a fine promoter. TJ, have a great show with that, too. I will be in Vegas this weekend. I'll be at the Apex announcing the UFC Fight Night, the Barboza main event. A lot of good fights on this card. Are we interfering with Invicta? Are we on the same time?
Nope. Invicta's the night before. And on that UFC tip, I'll be live immediately following the card on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page for extra rounds. Myself and Pearl Gonzalez going to break down all the action that goes down at the Apex.
Fantastic. Tell Pearl I said hi, too. All right, TJ, have a successful weekend. Have a great show. I'm very amped by this. And when I talk to Shannon, when I talk to Russell, I'm going to be pushing you to be the commentator on this.
Please, Bruce, I'll give you your cut.
Okay, if it makes it happen. I'm not asking for it, but that's your choice. I'll donate it to charity.
There you go.
Okay. And actually, they are talking to me about Michael announcing the
that'd be main huge. Event that night.
And, you know, because Michael, when he steps into a boxing event, he brings total legitimacy to it.
Yeah.
As I hope people feel I do when I step into an MMA.
Well, I've had the honor of saying for our official introductions, here's Bruce Buffer at Combat Jiu-Jitsu and EBI. Yeah. I would adore to say those words. And here's Michael Buffer.
It'd be awesome. And I know Michael will be on board if he's free. So we'll see how that pans out. Everybody, we want to just say our sponsors again, FanDuel, millions.co. Make sure you go to millions.co. A lot of people going into millions.co. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And of course, Puncher's Chance. Thank you, Puncher's Chance, for being a sponsor of It's Time. And FanDuel, the place to be for fantasy sports and online betting sports. Because right now we're getting back into football season, and I will be making this huge announcement after I make my appearance coming up in September. And you know what I'm talking about. Let me just say one thing, guys. One of the most looked at NFL teams I am going to open up for in the NFL season. And that's all I'm going
to
tell you.
Details to come.
With that being said, everybody have a great week. Set your goals, write them down, learn about them. So when you step on that path to fulfill your goals, you be the best you can be. Because if you're the best you can be, whether you're number one or number two or the champion, then you're winning. And just like having the winners, Rampage Jackson, Shannon Briggs on our show today, TJ DeSantis and myself, we're all about winning. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. See you from the Octagon Saturday. Big cheers, no fears forever. Next week, we're back with another exciting guest. What a show. Wow. Buffer out.